the narrative that I put out there about, like, hey, this guy is a fraudulent plant. How can he be the face of sports TV journalism when he's a pathological liar and has had a book published or has written a book that's filled with obvious lies?
Stephen A. Smith, also known as Stephen A. the Myth, averaged 1.5 points in zero games. What a trip. What a trip.
Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith.
Acting like you influence the political sphere, saying I can move the needle. Did you hear? Black men finally breaking from mental shackles, forcing women ahead of the men as camel of cackles. Pointing at the people, know that I know. You're on a four-letter network, it's why they call it a show. Never tell the truth, we hear the lies. You're booking overcompensating by yelling takes, I'm not surprised. Company man moving like a hand is up his butt. Put the makeup on the clown, make sure to dress him up. Monica McNutt, mad at me for what? Could've talked to W years ago, I laughed to myself. For what? Hollering at Molly while trashing Kyrie. Eyes wide open yelling, they put a 6-inch screw in my knee. Hollering at Molly, trashing Kyrie. They put a 6-inch screw in my knee. Stephen, they say things loudly, unnecessarily, so proudly. With extra words is absurd. Know nothing about the UFC, but they put them in the front. Rogan, DC, and Ariel, Hawani. Whitlock calling out iconoclasts and industry plants. 50 media beefs and fearless fire starter rants. Stephen A, it's showing as you break down. Humiliation ritual, walk the carpet on ESPN countdown. Scowling in the mood with the frown, like a lefty saying that is allegiance first to the black and brown. Stephen A. Smith, also known as Stephen A. the Myth, average 1.5 points in zero games, what a trip. Cold takes to us are really a content gift, not to mention the change on his podcast to a political grift. Not to mention he's now, hey, a political griff. Definition of a sock puppet. Turn the volume down and comment on the commentators as we mock the Muppet.
Stephen A. Smith told preposterous stories. I hit 17 straight threes in Big House games, gave me a scholarship on the spot. I drove down for a tryout on a Sunday for a team that was in season. I had a tryout in New York in the middle of the winter on a playground, and a guy drove me down the next weekend to try out for Big House games. These are ridiculous stories. Easily disprovable lies. Again, this isn't some claim. I'm just pointing out obvious facts that any journalist would be like, well, this doesn't make sense. Why would he say this? This can't be true. I only played one game. That's why I only averaged 1.5 points a game. He said this on air. One game, averaged 1.5 points. It's an impossibility. He came back on another show and said, hey, I'm lying about that. It's all a lie. I never played a game. Because I hurt my knee and I have a, where is it? The Wall Street Journal, they're journalists. They know you can't put a 6-inch screw in anyone's knee. He said this on camera.